This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Okay, now we've also got news out there that Saudi Arabia, their credit rating has been downgraded by Fitch Ratings, and I think their economy is under siege by a whole multitude of factors. This comes also on the back of recent news of the attack on Aramco facilities last month. And of course, Fitch is noting that Aramco recovered from the attack quickly. It says that...
That the capacity has come back up, but they're still concerned over security, right? So these drone attacks have woken up, I guess, the security risk.
They were drone attacks
on the Saudi Aramco facilities,
amazing, right?
Apparently,
I mean, it's impressive how quickly they've come back to full capacity, but that, alongside the growing tensions in the Middle East, has added a bit more risk to it, and also the fiscal situation of Saudi Arabia.
Okay, to get a clear situation analysis, we've got on the line Jan Friedrich. He's the head of Middle East and African Sovereign Ratings at Fitch Ratings. Jan, thank you for joining us. Now, of course, you guys have cut a Saudi sovereign rating to A from A+ on the back of deficit concerns and vulnerability to such drone attacks following the biggest attack ever on its oil industry. That's the third cut for you guys from since 2016. From a security perspective, what are you keeping an eye out on things going forward?
Well, maybe to start, as you correctly say, the downgrade that we did this week to significant extent reflects the deterioration in tensions in the region, reflects a reassessment of the vulnerability of the economic infrastructure. And so that means that any further escalation of the security situation would really have to be quite significant, would have to be affecting economic activity and economic policies to lead to further negative rating action.
Yeah, Jan, it's no secret that oil revenue is vital to Saudi Arabia's coffers. Now, with the fiscal deficit in mind, how sensitive is the country to fluctuations in both oil prices and oil production?
Yeah, you are certainly right. The oil dependence is a key weakness of the Saudi Arabian sovereign. And you can see that maybe if you think of an increase in oil prices by $10 per barrel from current levels would raise the fiscal deficit, would lower the fiscal deficit by 4% of GDP. Or looking at production, if oil production declines by 1 million barrels per day over a year, that would raise the fiscal deficit by 3% of GDP. So both numbers clearly quite substantially affect clearly showing a very significant exposure of the fiscal, the external, and the economic metrics of Saudi Arabia.
And Jan, could you help us overall, what are the key risks that could further put downward pressure on their sovereign rating?
So certainly we are still looking at the public and external balance sheets and how that is evolving. And so on the downside, a further deterioration of the public sector balance sheets could be leading to a negative rating action. As we say before, a further escalation of the geopolitical tensions in the region, to the extent that that affects economic activity or economic policies, could be having a negative impact. But of course, on the upside as well, there are risks in the sense that it's possible for the geopolitical tensions to ease, and that would be clearly positive for Saudi Arabia's creditworthiness, and as would fiscal consolidation. If that is sufficient to reverse the decline in the government's net creditor position that happened since the decline in oil prices in 2014.
All right, Jan, thank you ever so much. That was Jan Friedrich of Fitch Ratings. Now, of course, gentlemen, interesting parallels to Malaysia in terms of the oil complex and the dependency on it.
Yeah, but they're a bit more concentrated, right? Their hydrocarbon extraction accounts for 67% of fiscal revenue and external receipts. This is on the Fitch report. And that's 34% of GDP in 2018. That's significant concentration risk right there.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.